Hello, Audioboo, and in particular, hello to Peter Dunnigan. Peter Dunnigan does a podcast via Audioboo called The Sodcast, which is a big gardening podcast. Go listen to it. But he was looking for feedback. And I'm going to start with the content. Peter, great stuff. We'll make the request. Can you talk about the pictures on your blog? If it's about a plant, you then go and give the details about the plant. Yes, that's fine. Brilliant. It's just for obvious reasons, you can't actually see the pictures when you're listening to the podcast, because it could be through headphones when you're in the middle of, oh, I don't know, knee-deep in snow while waiting to the shops, like you said, looking outside the window. But unless the picture is to do with something that you're going to start talking about, you don't need to give too much of a description of it. It's a nice, well, I'll call it as your way of remembering what it is you want to talk about. The other thing I want to bring up is, because other people have brought it up, which I'm going to say, the sound effects. The ambience when you're recording. There should be a nice echo there. And the reason why it stands out is because the podcast, it's something like a 20-minute radio show complete with jingle. All of the others you mentioned, Bernie Topgold, Paul O'Mahony blog, they are not actually recording a show. They're making a comment. They are the equivalent of, I'll say, a phone-in on a show. Because it's over the phone, you expect they're out somewhere, you expect slightly different sound quality than you would from somebody who's putting on a show. Your own comments as you're wandering with the dog. Yes, that's fine, that's a comment, but the podcast is a show. It comes across as a show, which is why I think you're getting the comments about the sound quality, because people think that the podcast is really a replacement radio show, that it's designed or put together for broadcast, which I don't think it is it? I mean, actually, I will ask the question right now. Would you do a 20-minute, a weekly radio spot, pre-recorded, have the podcast playing out on some radio station somewhere? I'm not going to ask could you, because you probably could. Do you want to do that with the podcast? And if the answer is yes, sound quality matters. The ambience matters. I'm not too sure why, but it does. And as I'm trying to wander around, get as many dynamics as I can in this place, into this recording, is something you wouldn't want to do. That was just why I think people are asking. Is it interesting? Yeah. But what is your intent with the podcast? And I think you might want to let people know. Other things that you cover, get more questions as they come in. I'm going to ask for a really odd question, which is seasonal stuff. What is it that you should be doing with the garden right now? For example, I've got frost and snow outside again. Should I have trimmed back the lavender? Should I wait until spring when the thaw starts to set in and the growth restarts? That is a... Okay, this is the wrong place to ask for feedback, but it's that kind of questions and answers I wouldn't mind hearing, because it is seasonal. Rather than what problems people are telling you about, what is it that should be done because 'tis the season that should be done? After all, I don't know, should you be leaving the Brussels sprouts ready and be picked off the second before the Christmas dinner, sorry, before you start cooking them for the Christmas dinner, or should they be brought in and do something with them beforehand? Now, I don't have sprouts, it's the wrong person to ask, but it's that kind of seasonal question that I was wondering, could you add more of? And hope to hear more podcasts. Take care. Bye.